Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been taking a look at a study called Setting the Captives Free, and I've been addressing different biblical principles that we find in God's Word that often can be overlooked, or we could be ignorant of them, and through that ignorance, we can come into captivity in certain areas of our lives. Many Christians may not be aware of areas where they are in bondage. And the entrance of God's Word brings light, and if you are willing to let the light of His Word shine on your heart, then God can show you areas where you may need some freedom in your life. Today we are going to address the subject, breaking free from the bondage of the Jezebel spirit. Jezebel was a historical figure that you can read about in 1 Kings, who was the wife of King Ahab. Ahab was a king of Israel, and he was not a good king. It says in 1 Kings 16, starting at verse 30, "Now Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord more than all who were before him. And it came to pass, as though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took as his wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and he went and served Baal and worshipped him." So we know just from the Old Testament scriptures that Jezebel was a historical figure, a real person, the queen or wife of the king of Israel, whose name was Ahab. But there is more to Jezebel than the fact that she was a historical figure, because we find in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 20, the Lord saying to the church, "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you tolerate that woman, Jezebel." Now, was the Lord saying that Jezebel, the historical figure, was still around? Not at all. This has to do with that very spirit of Jezebel, that demonic influence of a Jezebel spirit that has particular characteristics that continue today to manifest itself through people and in organizations. And Jesus was warning the church of Thyatira that he was not pleased because that church had allowed that spirit of Jezebel to influence it in the most ungodly of ways. Let's take a look at some of the specific characteristics of the historical woman Jezebel, and then we'll talk about the present-day manifestations of the spirit of Jezebel. First of all, we find out that Jezebel was a murderess. In 1 Kings 18, verse 4, it says, "For so it was, while Jezebel massacred the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them 50 to a cave and had fed them with bread and water." So we know that Jezebel was a murderess. And she specifically was a murderess of the prophets. She hated the prophets of God. Anyone who spoke the true word of God was an enemy to Jezebel. The same applies today. A second trait that we find about Jezebel in 1 Kings 18, verse 19, is that she was a promoter of idolatry and false religion. We know because when Elijah was going to go to Mount Carmel, he said in verse 19 of 1 Kings 18, "Now therefore send and gather all Israel to me on Mount Carmel, the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table." Jezebel was a promoter of false religion and a promoter of idolatry, because Asherah was a Canaanite goddess. Another character trait that we see in the historical woman Jezebel was that she was always a threatening voice. She was always threatening destruction to people. When Elijah called down fire on Mount Carmel and it ate up the sacrifice and it proved that these prophets of Baal and all the other prophets of these false gods were nothing but false worshipers, Jezebel was infuriated. And it says in 1 Kings 19, verse 2, then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. Jezebel was threatening Elijah's life because he had destroyed all those false prophets. Another very prominent character quality of the historical woman Jezebel, and then also of the spirit of Jezebel, is that Jezebel was a manipulator, a liar, and a thief, and she had a controlling spirit. We find this amazing story in 1 Kings chapter 21, where it tells us that King Ahab, Jezebel's husband, wanted a vineyard that was next door to his palace that belonged to a man named Naboth. And in verse 2, 1 Kings 21 says, so Ahab spoke to Naboth, saying, give me your vineyard that I may have it for my vegetable garden because it's near, next to my house, and for it I'll give you a vineyard better than it. Or if it seems good to you, I'll give you its worth in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid that I should give the inheritance of my fathers to you. So Ahab went into his house sullen and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him, for he had said, I will not give you the inheritance of my fathers. And he lay down on his bed, turned away his face, and would eat no food. But Jezebel's wife came in and said to him, why is your spirit so sullen and you eat no food? So he said to her, because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite and said to him, give me your vineyard for money, or else, if it pleases you, I'll give you another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give you my vineyard. Then Jezebel, his wife, said, you now exercise authority over Israel. Arise and eat food and let your heart be cheerful. I will give you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name, sealed them with his seal, and sent letters to the elders and nobles who were dwelling in the city with Naboth. And she wrote in the letters saying, proclaim a fast, seat Naboth with high honor among the people, and seat two men, scoundrels, before him to bear witness against him, saying, you have blasphemed God and the king. Then take him out and stone him, that he may die. And the story goes on to say that the men of the city did exactly what was instructed in the letters that Jezebel sent in Ahab's name. And this godly man, Naboth, was killed because Jezebel was a manipulator and a liar and a thief and had a controlling spirit, and she manipulated the whole thing to steal that vineyard for Ahab. Present-day manifestations of this spirit of Jezebel look very similar to the historical woman, though they're put in a modern setting. First of all, somebody who is being influenced by a Jezebel spirit has a controlling spirit, and it can operate in men as well as women. They always want to control everything and everyone. They want everything to go their way, and they'll manipulate to make it happen that way if necessary, just as Jezebel did in the situation with Naboth and his vineyard. Another manifestation in this spirit of Jezebel, that it despises weakness in other people. The spirit of Jezebel in a person is rebellious to authority. The word Jezebel, that name actually means unhusbanded or without cohabitation. That person who's under the control or influence of a spirit of Jezebel does not want to be submissive to anybody else, will not be led, and is always trying to undermine other people's leadership. This is a very telling character trait or characteristic or manifestation of a spirit of Jezebel. Rebellious to authority, unsubmissive, and always going around undermining leadership, especially by pointing out the flaws in other people. This spirit of Jezebel has a critical tongue, a bitter spirit. It's unforgiving. It's mean-spirited, hateful, literally has a heart of murder. The spirit of Jezebel will cause a person to be harsh in their speech, will crush other people with his or her tongue, and will threaten with emotional blackmail to get his or her way. Another manifestation of this spirit is the person can never admit they're wrong or ask for forgiveness and will never humble themselves. Now, many people may question, how could a Christian be influenced by a demonic spirit? But we have to understand that any time that we are willing to come into agreement with the suggestions of a demonic spirit, even though we may not recognize them as suggestions from a demonic spirit, but when you're willing to agree, yeah, if we just manipulated a little bit over here, if we just told a little white lie on this, we can make things happen this way, you are giving into and coming under the influence of a demonic spirit. And the Jezebel spirit is always a manipulator, always seeking to control, always trying to make things happen in the flesh without consideration for anyone else. How do you break free of this spirit? In order to be free from this so that you don't go on in that same pattern, you will have to first of all ask God to expose any Jezebelian traits operating in your life. Because until you recognize what is from that spirit, you will not be able to confess and renounce those specific sins. Secondly, confess and renounce the specific areas of sin God shows to you, whether they're rebellion, a bitter spirit, critical spirit, a manipulative spirit, a controlling spirit, whatever it is, those sinful patterns, confess and renounce them before the Lord and plead the blood of Jesus over them and ask God to cleanse them thoroughly from your life. And then humble yourself before the Lord and others, maybe your husband or wife or your children, by asking their forgiveness where you have operated in that spirit against them. And then daily be on guard against vestiges of Jezebel in your habit patterns. Only humility and the grace of God will dethrone Jezebel in your life.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.